World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It is time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I would imagine our numbers are going to be down in the queue a little bit today, as most people, not most, but many of you are traveling to Buckeye Lake, Ohio. Man, it's here, man. This is Thursday of all hands on deck. Rob Pugh notified me. He's hopping on a plane. Victor is already rolled in last night upstairs, right over the top of my head almost, maybe over there a little bit. Chad and Michelle Estes. Chad, like, worked all night the night before and got on a plane. So if he sleeps till, like, noon today, it's okay. And he won't be in here badgering us this morning. I think I told him to sleep in a little bit. Victor's getting ready to roll in. They're coming from all across America. I'm so excited about the weekend that we have planned, the fellowship we had. We had a downpour last night. The guys have set up the tent. They notified me about 7 o'clock that they've been busy and they weren't going to get the tent up last night. And I wish they had because, boy, it rained here. And the ground would have been a lot drier had they done it. But they'll get the tent up today. The Jiffy Johns are in place. Larry's getting ready to roll here with the food. The Heaths are coming. The Mark Trump's coming. They're all coming, man. They're all coming. Rob Pugh told me there's 7 people coming from Wisconsin. Then I got I want to – look, I'm not trying to guilt trip anybody. You know, I got a sense from a couple emails I got that – people feel like they're letting me down if they can't come. When I continue to harp on it, you got to be here. You got to be. I'm not putting pressure on you to come. I just know what a great experience it's going to be for you. Don't feel guilty. I've had a couple calls, a couple emails, and people felt really, really bad that they couldn't come. And I understand. I understand we have lives. I understand. Heck, Randy Lunsford, he's coming tomorrow. He just came to New York. He flew from Oklahoma to New York. And now he's flying from Oklahoma with George and Paul here. So I get it, man. Not everybody has the ability to be able to get up and travel like that. I'm just saying you don't want to miss it because it's just going to be a great fellowship. And you'll get to see a lot of the people in the queue that you've never met. And I remember last year, Serge rented a truck. He's driving down there. He's going to help cook. Serge talked about how he became great friends with Mike Blake and they've communicated with each other all over the past year. I mean, what are the odds of Mike Blake and Serge becoming friends? I mean, you just can't figure out who's going to connect. And there are others and people who came last year that aren't able to come this year and they're apologetic. And I get it, man. I get it. And I don't want any of you to feel guilty that you can't make it or that we're better Christians because we are here. I don't want you to feel anything. None of that. None of that. No guilt. God bless everybody can come. It's going to be a wonderful experience. And as I said, anybody that needs some financial help, we're willing to help you get here and do this. We got, I got some good stuff today. Hang in there with me. We're really having an impact, folks. We're really having an impact. What we are doing, this doesn't sound braggadocious. We're a lot of places, man. We're a lot of places. And my whole goal with doing the Salt and Light Brigade, this whole thing that we're doing about it, is that you're going to bloom right where you're planted. That all of a sudden you're going to wake up and you're going to become Denny Bryan in Iowa, and you're going to become Chad Estes in Texas, and you're going to become Bobby Lee in Pennsylvania and Bobby Lee down in Kentucky. You're going to become OJ, and you're going to go everywhere, and you're going to become, I mean, just what I see. Tim Tuber is going to pick it up and run with it. We got people down in Kentucky. This is really, it's really – I've been so busy. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you. Sometimes things get away from me a bit. We want to begin now already. Are you saying, Coach, are you kidding? I'm not kidding. We need to begin. This is June. It's June 15th. We're halfway through June. We need to begin to, those of you out there who would like to have a huddle in the fall, we need to begin start planning for that. we're 2 months away from August 15th. And so if you'd like to have an event in your town where we come and help wake up some people around you, now's the time for us to begin to start making plans on that. We're going to go Tim Tubra. We're going to go out to Oregon next. When I fly out, I think I fly out on Thursday and be out there 4 days. We got luck. I never dreamed it. 66 years old, this would be what I'd be doing. I praise God every day that I get to, and that I get to inspire and organize people. I love doing it. Steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in our way. That's all I can say, and it's a miracle. And I want to say this, Michelle, my wife's sweetheart, she's been gone for a couple days. My daughter and her family went to a camp up in Michigan, and then Morgan, Abby's husband, had to come home. I met him halfway on Tuesday, and Michelle went up there for 2 days, and she'll be back home today. She was really conflicted because she's the mama bee. This place doesn't flow without Michelle. She was really torn because she had to go up there and get help Abby, and then couldn't be here when people came in, and they're starting to come in today. And I spent the last two nights laying in bed, sleeping without Michelle beside me. And I want to say to those out there who've lost your spouse, I feel for you, man. I can't imagine what it would be like to lay down that bed every night and not have that sweet little thing in there with me, praying with me. And so, Mr. Michelle, get home here, man. We need you here. So all hands on deck. We're up and running and rolling. Got all kinds of good stuff going on. The enemy knows we're coming. They're all upset because they don't exactly know what the game plan is. See, I messed up a little bit last year when we put all the plans out. I put plans out there for everybody wanting to join us. And, of course, the enemy joined us. And they'll be hunting us down this time too. But we're on a mission. We got a great weekend planned, and can't wait for you all to get here. before I get diving in here too deep, 35 of you in here today, 15 of you on your way. Anybody got anything for the good of the group before I get in here too deep? I don't get too loud. I'll wake up Chad. He needs to be awake anyway. I want to thank Roger for picking him up at the airport for me last night. Roger picked him up, and then I was able to meet him partway and bring Chad and Michelle home, and had a great time, and I feel like I'm talking to myself right now. Anybody got anything for the good of the group here before I dive in? If you haven't been, Mike Heath had another great show today. I was kind of distracted as I listened to it. But Mike, ultimately, here's what it comes down to. Are we going to do something, or are we not going to do something? That's really, really what it comes down to. You know, the idea, the thought of death to most of us, is we know that's an event that's going to happen, but we don't really think about it as part of our daily life. Understand that you can walk down the street and you drop over with a heart attack. You could be diagnosed with cancer and have a few months to live. You could, somebody go left to center, smack you. You'd be texting and driving, or they're texting and driving. Death is an ever-present thought, should be an ever-present thought in our lives, yet it really, really isn't. And the idea that we have such a short time here on earth to make a difference for what we're supposed to do, and so few of us do it. And I ponder that everywhere I go, is why aren't there more, it's funny, why aren't there more Christians like me? Now, I don't mean that in that I'm the standard to be held up, but where are the Christians like me? We're the ones who are really red-pilled and really get. By the way, Rodney Hoskinson, my dear buddy Rodney Hoskinson, it's one of the nicest things anybody ever did to me. He showed up yesterday. You know, we're getting ready to, we bought the property next door to us. He wants, you know, some of you have been praying about that. Well, I'm closed on that next Tuesday. And the grass was so high, it was amazing. And I had breakfast with my buddy Rodney the other day and said, Rodney, you know anybody that can bush hog that thing? I mean, it's been 2 years. It's anybody can do it. And Rodney looks at me and goes, well, yeah, I can. And lo and behold, I'm sitting on my back porch yesterday. I heard a sound. I thought, what is that? And I go over there, and he is bush hogging that 20 acres. It's one of the nicest things I've ever had done to me by anybody. And I just want to thank Rod for that. So I was listening a little bit. I had one ear on Mike Heath's show today, and on here and doing something else, and just kind of going through it and asking myself, am I really that weird? am I really that weird? And then I think of Mike Keith, and I think of Randy, and I think of George, and I think of Paul, and I think of Larry, and I think of, oh, see, and I'm going to forget somebody. I think of Bobby Lee. I think of Bob Evans, Bob and Tammy Evans. I don't even think about them. And OJ. On Chad and Craig and Victor, and I realize, you know, we're not alone. We there are a lot of us. There are a lot of us. When I bumped into the other night, watches my show. I didn't have any idea he watched the show, and he said, "Man, you really got a man coming in from everywhere this weekend, don't you?" First of all, I was stunned that he knew it, but then I got thinking about it, and I don't want this to sound arrogant. If it does, it does. My goodness. To be able to have an impact that people would come from. Last year we had 21 different states. I don't know how many states we're having. It's going to be unbelievable. And it shows us the hunger in the hearts of men to do something. Now, what we have to figure out is how do we get this movement? Folks, Christ-centered patriot movement, because they're not all the same. They're not all the same. I'm going to say it again. Christ-centered patriot movement. I ain't interested in being part of some patriot movement that leaves Christ out. One of the greatest mistakes that the founders ever did is you can say all you want to, when you read the Declaration of Independence, they never mention the name of Jesus, not one time. Not one time. They talk about our Creator and the year of our Lord, but they never mention the name of Jesus. And we know who they were talking about, but they didn't do it, right? Why didn't they do it? I don't know. People say, oh, it's the Masonic influence. It's a lot of different denominations, all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, at the heart of the Declaration of Independence is not Christianity. I mean, it's assumed, but it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned. And so I'm a patriot movement apart from Christ, that don't do much for me, to be honest with you. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things about our country that I'm not very proud of. A lot of things. And I never thought I would reach the day when you put your hand over the heart and you pledge allegiance to the flag. I never thought I'd reach the point sometimes where that might be hard, because there's a difference between the American people and the government. We're seeing that every day. And I would pledge allegiance to that American flag under God, but I'm not going to pledge allegiance to an American flag of the UN. Dare I say it? Well, I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm thinking. I'm pledging allegiance to the flag that's under God, the Christ American flag. You with me, folks? Christian patriots. Those of us who lay down our lives for a far greater cause. It isn't about Republican and Democrat. It's not about welfare, and it's not about bearing our right to bear arms. It is ultimately, but it's not. It's not. It's about the standards of Christ and those being central in America again. Mike Keith on his show today was talking about that, about fatherhood. What happened to fatherhood? What happened in America to people just standing up and saying, pardon me, that's wrong. That's wrong. What happened to that? How did we get to the point where, we saw yesterday in the Homo found, look at this. Look at this guy comes rolling. Victor comes rolling in. How did we reach the point in America, as we saw in the video yesterday, where they said the average American hates homosexuality, but they hate themselves for feeling that way? Nick, there's a plug right here. I don't know if you can work it with, brother. Don't knock me off the air. That's a great question. How can we reach the point in America where we hate homosexuality, but we feel bad because we hate it? I pondered that all day yesterday after I saw that video, because that's what they've done to us, folks. It's exactly what they've done to us. Every one of us hate transgendered whatever reading books in our libraries. We hate that, yet we feel guilty because we hate it. That's what Christianity has done to us. And that's why I think this rise of, I'm sorry, I'm kind of on a train of consciousness here. Stream of consciousness. I said for a long time that the real pushback in America wasn't going to come from the churches. It was going to come from the NASCAR crowd. The NASCAR crowd. That's what we're going to see. That's where the real pushback's going to come. And it's going to come from a patriot, an unrighteous patriot group. That's where it's going to come from. That's not the solution. That's not our answer. So I think about going to the Pride Parade. They know we're coming. Half of the three quarters. Boy, Victor's setting something up. Three quarters of the people who watch us, watch what we do, think we're radical. Is Randy in here today? Dan Bukowski's in here. When did protecting children from pedophiles become radical? When did that happen? When did standing up publicly and saying marriage is between a man and a woman become radical? When did that happen? When did standing up in the public arena and saying we need equal justice for everyone, when did that become radical? And why is it when you go to your church and you want to stand up and say those things that you don't feel free to stand up and say those things? What's going on? What's happened to us? That's a question. I'm going to throw it out there. This is kind of a, I got a lot of stuff I'm going to get to. This is kind of a flea flicker through. You got something you want to say, don't you, Vic? What's your, are you on here?
Yeah.
Is Vic on here? What do you say? I don't hear you in my ear, Vic. What's your take on it, Victor? Victor drove all the way. Where'd you come from? El Paso, Texas. He said he had 2.5 hours sleep last night, which is an hour more than he had the night before.
No, of course, that cancer's got to be, it's got to be cut off. The fags in question, those guys, they took advantage of compassion being felt by the female, by the companion. They felt bad, and they wanted a, you know, you see someone down, and you're always willing to give them a hand. But these guys didn't just take the hand. They went for the shoulder. They wanted to bring us down into the mire, mm-hmm. And that can't happen no more. We got to just pull away. Don't give them no help. We got to send them back into the closet because, see, they're threatening our future. Well, they want the demise.
The threatening our future. One of the things, Mike, I want to credit Mike Heath again for this. One of the catches that he got in this parade that they're having in Boston, heterosexual parade, whatever they're calling it. You know, we talked about that yesterday. Mike did some research on it. And even in that thing, it's a little bit not quite clear. They're for all kinds. See, they're not Christians. Do you understand the difference, friends? They're not Christians. And so, therefore, they are for all marriages. That's what it says in the fine print. They're for all marriages, but they just want to highlight the fact that they're heterosexual and they're proud of it. So, you know, that how do we as Christians enter into a fight like that? See, how do we move in and out? Well, Jesus said the enemy, Jesus didn't say it, but the principle was the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Jesus said those who are not against us are for us. But in order for the Lord to really, really bless our efforts, it has to be a righteous fight, folks. It has to be a righteous one. I got an email from Randy yesterday. I'm not going to read the whole thing, a text message. Randy, I hope I don't embarrass you. I know that you wouldn't mind that I use it. Let me find it here because, it's just a mic drop again. Where is it? Where is it? Where are you, Randy? Where are you, Randy? I get so many text messages. Somebody come on in here while I'm looking for this thing.
Hey, Coach. The thing that happened was Edward Bernays, the grandfather of marketing, you know those guys, he might have been a secret closet homo. And
probably was, yeah.
And they picked up on what he was trying to do. Isn't it just amazing that the media is so weaponized and they're using it for any cause that they deem? And so if it's abortion, yes. If it's Muslim, yes. If it's the homosexual activity, yes. But they won't use it for God. Shows you the HR5, that's the weapon that they're going to use to cancel the Bible. You can't have...
Go ahead, Vic. Jared, pull up that first one, Equality Act facts. Pull that one up there. Keep going, Vic.
You can't have a bitter and sweet water coming out of the same fountain. So this is the whole deal. They want bitter water. They don't want the sweet water from Jesus.
That's it, brother. And that's why we're not going to win this fight just because we're patriots. That isn't going to do it. And that's why I love our march to Chappaqua, because it's a righteous march. It's a righteous march. That's the heart of what I do. See, remember the Tea Party movement. When the Tea Party movement got started, the old one, do you guys know what it was about, really? What started the Tea Party movement? That's a question. Anybody want to answer it? Oh, wait. What started the Tea Party movement?
Taxes.
That's it. Taxes and Social Security. Old people worried about Social Security, losing their retirements, their pensions, and taxes. Now, as soon as the Tea Party won and they knew their Social Security was safe, they went away. They went away. We're seeing the revival of some tea parties around the country, but I'm going to tell you, most of them are not Christ-centered. I went to many Tea Party movements early, back in whatever day that was. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. And they said a prayer, but a lot of them didn't like the cultural values. They didn't like that stuff being brought in. They called themselves libertarians. But see, a libertarian's a terrible position to be. A libertarian means what? Licentiousness, doing whatever you want to. The individual being the master of his own ship, doing whatever you want to do. Government not telling you to do anything. That's libertarianism. And I said, listen, I'm a Christian libertarianism. I'm for libertarianism as long as it doesn't violate the laws of nature and of nature's God. Libertarians don't care about homosexuals. They don't care about it. They don't care about it. I do. I care greatly about it. So you understand the difference of what we're fighting with here? And the only lasting pushback is going to come from Christian libertarians, from Christian patriots. It's not going to come from those other guys because they're not operating out of the right spirit.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yes, some of those non-Christian patriots, a lot of them are, infiltration anyway.
Yes, that's right. Very good point.
Like they are, but they're not. Because
that's right.
How many of them have, like, the non-Christian, like, you know, a lot of those non-Christian patriot groups, they support homosexuality as long
that's
as
right.
they're conservative, quote, unquote.
That's right. I'm looking for something, not ignoring you, but keep going.
And so that's where, that's like you said, a lot of conservatism without Christ, it's fake salt.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's happened. Yeah.
That's right.
In a lot of our churches and a lot of these movements is that you get people that infiltrate. They're not there for the right reasons, and that's why it goes down. So that's right. And you're right. Without Christ, it's not anything.
It's all meaningless. Jared, did you pull up that Equality Act facts? I'm sorry, Jared. I'm looking for that text from Randy because it's powerful. Maybe it was an email, Randy. I can't remember which one it was. I get so much good stuff. I got this from Michael out in, where does he live? In Washington, out Seattle, out Michael, Strike Force of Prayer. Folks, are you aware of the Equality Act that they want to pass, the Equality Act? Now, this came out yesterday. I just want to share this. Folks, this is what we're fighting against, okay? I want you to understand this. Some patriots aren't Christians. Some patriots are not for supporting Christian values. I'm just telling you, folks. Just telling you. And, that will come up short. That is going to come up short. Here are the facts about the so-called Equality Act, which, by the way, they're trying to pass. It is my hope that you will share and forward this to everyone you know, share with your ministers, church family, etc. This is no joke. Over 200 major corporations are lobbying Congress to pass an Equality Act. See, hey, Larry, equal rights, not special rights. Hey, Mike. Equal rights, not special rights. You're the one, Mike Heath, one that taught me that about 10 years ago, that they want special rights. They don't want equal rights. That's not what they want. Excuse me. This is why we must elect more true conservatives. I hate that word. I hate the word conservative. I don't want to elect any conservatives. I want to elect Bible-believing Christians. That's why I want to elect. Folks, quit settling for conservatives. Quit swallowing that. Quit settling for conservatives. See, we feel like we have to say conservatives so these unchristian patriots will be okay with us. It's just compromise, see. A conservative is someone who holds conservative values and is not centered on Christ. Rush Limbaugh is a conservative, whatever that means. You ever hear Rush really stand up and fight for conservative values or Christian values? You ever hear Sean Hannity do that? Yeah, really. I like them both. You ever heard them? Ever heard Michael Savage or Mark Levin or anybody stand up for Christian values? No. Conservative values. Conservatism. Get one of our shirts. Conservatism's pretend salt. So here's what's in the Equality Act. Scroll on down there a bit, Jared. Here it is. What's in the so-called Equality Act? This is the contents of both the federal and state versions of this act that the House has already passed, by the way. 2% of the population, we've already been all over that, 2% of the population wanting virtual control, complete control over the rest of us. 2% of the population trying to control us. Okay, here's what it is. This is a spiritual war against the Holy Church of God. It has nothing to do with civil rights or equality. All right? In the Equality Act, there will be no such thing as women's shelters. There'll be no separate locker rooms for girls and boys in all public schools. No separate showers, separate dressing rooms, no separate bathrooms. This is in the Equality Act, 2% shoving us down our throat. There'll be no protection of having same-sex teacher in a locker room. You could have a man watching over little girls in the locker rooms. They're doing it at my local school here. And I stand up and say something about it, and I'm the freak. I'm a freak. Requires teaching K-12 gender fluidity education. Yep. Kindergarten up. Gender fluidity.
Yeah, they're not after our children, Coach.
No, they're not after our kids. Nope. It will regulate all schools. Hear me now? The Equality Act will regulate all schools, public and private. This Equality Act will regulate all schools. So Christian schools won't be able to have their own set of values that they teach. Parents could lose custody of their own children over gender identity and have no say over children receiving gender-changing drugs and hormones. Don't get me going on child protective services, because it isn't child protective services. If you're not awake to that one, I'll get Bobby Lee going on that one for you, folks. This battle is so massive. No hospital room rights. For choice, I'm sorry, I started again. No hospital room rights for choice of having female-only or male-only hospital room. Anything labeled as a public accommodation is subject to this law. This is any facility open to the public. This includes churches. That's the Equality Act. Huh? Yeah. So what? Stripping of religious and church rights. If a church or any facility opens its doors to anyone as a visitor, then that facility automatically falls under this law. They will then declare that the church is a public accommodation and therefore subject to the full extent of this homosex stuff. The church rents out its space for any group or purpose as a voting or polling place. It is now subject to this law. If a church lends out its property for any purpose, such as Little League basketball or baseball, it's now public accommodation and falls under this law. Christian schools and colleges not allowed to bar LGBTQRSTUV from being teachers at those schools. No gender-specific roles allowed in any positions. Christian adoption and foster agencies strips them of their rights, strips them of the right to select Christian families. A Christian adoption agency will no longer have the right to give children to Christian families only. Strips them of their rights to select a female for the mother and a male for the father. It's already passed the House, by the way. By the way, this has also already happened in Canada. It's a crime. It will become a crime to use a wrong gender pronoun with a person, even if it's an innocent mistake. So if I were to call Victor a man, I could go to jail. That's a joke, Vic. It's a crime to use a wrong gender pronoun with a person. Companies supporting this law? Amazon, American Airlines, Apple. Why are they on the side of the sexual deviants? Bank of America, Capital One, Citigroup, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, Facebook, Google, GM, Hershey's, Kellogg's, MasterCard, Nike, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, Southwest Airlines. Oh, Chad, he just flew that. Starbucks, Target, Twitter, United Airlines, UPS, Verizon, Visa, Wells Fargo, over 200 companies are lobbying for this bill. Let your voices be heard, both your state and local representatives. Wake up your church. Wake them up. By the way, there's a YouTube associated with it. And there's the YouTube that's the source for the information we just saw. And that says, if a church has it written into their bylaws, constitution, that it is not a public accommodation, then it is protected. Yeah, sure it is. Protected until somebody sues. That's what we're dealing with. Yes.
I think what that's going to probably do is going to drive a lot of churches underground. They're going to close their doors. They're going to close their doors. They're going to go underground because, you know, it's almost like you can't be accommodating to the public because, you know, of all these rules. So they're going to go underground. It's going to be like China.
Yeah. That's
and that's happen. Also, too, going to start making churches either become these federally sanitized churches. And the difference between the real church and the fake church.
Well, just I guess it'll just expose it, won't it, Paul? Because we're almost there anyway. I mean, we're almost there.
You're right.
Somebody else, come on in.
See, Coach, that's exactly what Edward Bernays, this is like his touchdown. This is what he was striving for. This is what he wanted. He's the marketing genius. And this is the epitome of what he would strive for.
So, Victor, this is nothing more than Gideon's army in reverse. The homos are Gideon's army. Mm. They're out there clanging, they're making noise and shining light. They're out there banging on their pots and pans, making all kinds of noise, making it look like there are a lot more of them than they are, and they got the rest of us running for the hills. This is reverse Gideon's army. Crazy.
Amen.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And your pastor won't deal. See, the camel under the tent was getting that nose under there was homo. As soon as they got that nose under the tent, look out. Somebody else come on in. I can talk for an hour. I always do. I want to hear from you guys.
Well Coach, this is what we're dealing with the homosexual banking mafia. That's what's taking control of our
Vinny,
churches.
You're supposed to love those people, Vinny. You're not supposed to be against them. You're supposed to love them into the kingdom, Vinny.
Well, they want to love themselves into our anuses. So I think we better think about that.
Vinny, you're not very Christian. You're not very Christian. Come on, Kathy.
Yeah, Coach, I normally never disagree with you, but I'm going to hit one point. Okay. The conservative, the language of the conservative versus the Christian. Some of these parades, and I was sitting here with my head just spinning of ideas, but parades are a great idea. I like that straight parade idea. Invite the churches before these things in those local areas. But the reason I say conservative or Christian conservative, like Nashville is more blue. Knoxville is more conservative. You're going to get the church's attentions for these straight parades, even if they're having a parade already, and you just sign up for a group of the straight parade marchers, whatever you want to call them. And invite those churches, invite the people, run some public service announcements on the radio stations that you're assimilating these groups, because it's not the congregations that are against it. It's the pastors you can't get past. The more conservative area you're in, the more turnout you're going to have, the more attention you're going to get from media.
Listen, I'm with you, Kathy, but listen. We gotta start using the J word. We gotta start using the J word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I will not call myself a conservative. I'm a Christian.
Let me give you another spin on that one, if you would, Coach. There's a lot of liberal areas up north, and there's a lot of liberal churches. The very churches we're all fussing about that are liberal, that approve of all this stuff. So to say, yes, you want to say Christian. But some of these Christians are liberals, especially when you get up north. So that doesn't mean they're going to follow with these parades and this mindset.
I'm talking even bigger than parades. I'm talking in general. We need a Christian party. We need a Christian movement. And those people that are liberals, they're not Christians. Come on in, Lowell. I heard you.
Under communism in the Soviet Union and today in China, every organization has a Communist Party official in it called a commissar. And his job was to ensure compliance with Communist Party policy. Today, you named off all of those corporations. They have a commissar, only they're called a diversity officer.
They are.
Every one of those major corporations is going to have somebody that sits at the CEO's table, okay, at the big board table, at the conference table, that's in charge of diversity. They're the guys driving it. Okay.
That's right.
They're the guys driving it.
And diversity, folks, listen. We've been so brainwashed. When you hear the word diversity, do me a favor. Think deviant sex, all right? That start with the same letter.
Well, that's thank all. Everybody except Christian White.
Anybody but Christian White. That's right. See, and they say that's our greatest strength. We know better, folks. We know better. Listen, I don't want to continue in hammering this, but I'm going to. Don't quit identifying as a conservative. Paul Ryan was a conservative. Mitch McConnell's a conservative. Dare I go on? Dare I go on? And if we are ashamed of the name of Jesus, we're not going to win nothing. Not going to win nothing. That's why we've made it very, very clear in our Equal Justice tours. This is a righteous battle for us. This isn't political. This isn't conservatives against the liberals. No, no. These are soldiers of the Lord against the soldiers of Satan. Now, Jared, let's pull up something else here. Folks, the enemy is, Jared, pull up the next one, says occultism. Folks, I bet you the average Christian who's listening to this show for the first time has no idea what the heck we're talking about. Now, this just came out. This is Vigilant Citizen website. I saw this morning. This published 20 hours ago. Look at this. This is the pictures of the month. Stay on the first one there, Jared. In this edition of the symbolic pictures of the month, I want you to look at the demonic symbolism that is right there for everyone to see. This is, wow. This is, we're going to see pictures of Madonna, Miley Cyrus, Lil Nas, I don't even know who they are, Christina Aguilera. It's right in our face. Butterfly, right in our face. Scroll down to the next one, Jared. Folks, this occult, that's who we're wrestling against, right? Here's Christian Aguilera. Aguilera was featured in Galore magazine in the title, Christina Goes Back to Her Roots. Apparently, her roots is beta kitten programming, which is mind control, sex slaves of the occult elite. To be fair, those are truly her roots. In 2010, I analyzed her video, Not Myself Tonight, which was all about beta kitten programming. And in this picture, the bills she received in exchange for services have unicorns on them. Because, folks, slaves don't get paid. Then here's another picture. Christina being choked by the hand of an unseen person equals trauma at the hands of a handler. Behind her is a butterfly, which is monarch programming. Oh, you don't believe in all that stuff, do you, Coach? Huh? Oh, you don't believe in any of that stuff, do you? No, I don't believe in it. They do. So there's a picture again, the monarch butterfly, which, what? What was that? A Nazi program? A butterfly silencing Christina, a classic symbol representing the MK Ultra slaves silenced by their programming. Next one, well, who do we have here? Why, we have NK symbolism. Feline prints are used to identify beta kittens. On her breasts are rifles, which is blocked out. In the world of MK Ultra, sex is a weapon. Now, here we go. The one eye. We all know about that, right? The one eye. Oh, Coach, this is ripped. You're kidding me, Coach. This stuff isn't real. No, huh? No, it didn't. You look around and see what's going on around us. You understand? Do you understand that daily I'm fighting against witches that are out there casting spells our direction? You guys understand that? I had a conversation with Chad last night, and as we were coming home from the airport, and he's talking about people that one of his prayer groups ever talking about praying against these forces and sending these spells back where they came from. Chris would say, "Oh, we're not supposed to do that. Oh no, that'd be mean. Oh no, it's all over the place. Slide on down. One eye." That's one eye, the one eye sign, proof that this is all pure occult elite garbage. It says, read my article, The One Eye Sign, Its Origins and Occult Meanings, to fully understand the implications of this important sign. So here we are again. One eye giving us the bird, tongue out. Huh? Another one eye sign, but this is time she's giving us a finger. So brave and edgy. Thank you, Christina, for this inspiring, this Essence magazine. I don't even know who Jackie Nina is. One eye. Go to the next one, Chad. Chad, I'm sorry. Uh-oh, Teen Vogue. Well, there's Lil Nas X with one eye. Then one eye. Of course, he's got a cross in his ear, doesn't he? This profile picture of a singer and guitarist, Albert Hammond Jr., on all social media. It's basically says, all right, I'm hiding one eye. Can I have my money now? The New York Times Magazine, there's one eye. There it is. Huh? Madonna all over the New York Times Magazine. Yep. Well, what do we got here? Well, I'll be darned. Another one eye, The Nightingale. This is the poster of an Australian movie, The Nightingale. The movie reportedly made viewers nauseous. Many of them walked out due to scenes that showed extreme violence inflicted on babies and young children, as well as horrific zoomed-in footage of rape and torture. Everything that the occult elite loves. Hence, the one-eye sign. Vogue magazine, there we go, one-eye sign. Say, Coach, you're crazy. You've been drinking the wrong sauce. Well, okay. One-eye sign in Vogue. Same issue. Here we go. Uh-oh. What's this? Another one on Vogue. What's up? What's wrong with these one-eye? Every guy, well, I'll be careful what I say. Folks, this stuff's right in our face. Aldi, look at this. Covering up one eye. What's going on?
Coach, you know what's going on? Coach, the media promotes sex, death, and money in everything they do. You will find out sex, money, or death, everything. Everything.
Huh? I couldn't make... Well, why? We'll get to see some eyes. What's this? Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness became the first male spokesman for SC Nail Polish. Oh, isn't that just special? Gender blending agenda keeps on going. Miley Cyrus. Look at that. But what if that was your daughter? Abortion is health care. Licking a cake.
You mean Miley. Son.
That's Billy Ray Cyrus. I bet Billy Ray's proud of her. Look at this. What's this? Hail Satan, the film that will change your mind about Satanism. Got blood all over. What's down your crotch? Huh? Religious liberty for all. Look at this. Look at this. Mass media also has a sweet spot for Satanism. For years, media outlets have been hard at work redefining the meaning of Satanism with public-friendly buzzwords such as freedom, religious freedom for all. So Satanism's religious freedom now! The headline from The Guardian associates Satanism with progressive values. There you go. Media also love to depict Satanists as atheists who do not actually believe in Satan, while they're literally erecting massive statues of Baphomet around the country. And in this picture, they're holding a sign of Baphomet. Symbols are sigils are symbols used in ceremonial magic to invoke demons. What? Coach, there you go again. Doctrines of demons. The Dr. Dominia, wait, Coach, you in your tinfoil hat. Yeah, in other words, deceit is the name of the game. However, symbols never lie. There you are, folks. That's what we're dealing with. Average church don't have any idea what's going on. There's black magic. There are black forces at work in America. And we think we're going to win with conservatism.
Hey, Dave.
Conservative. Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to play off of that, you know. For the last week, there's four men that I've known over the years and periodically get together with them. And I've invited them to come to the parade. And I've said, listen, just come and walk with me. You know, you need to see this. You need to expose yourself. You need to understand what is going on. And these are people that are every Sunday are in church. And the general response was, it's just too disgusting. I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
But yet they do not understand. It is that 3-4% that's basically driving public policy.
How are they doing it other than it's demonic? See, boy, one of them took off on me the other day because I said it was demonic. Because I said homosexual is demonic. It's demonic, folks. It ain't even natural for a human being, for a human man to put his penis in another man's anus. That is not even that. There's something seriously wrong with somebody that does that. And you know what the problem is? You feel bad because you feel that way. Listen, I hate that. I hate the thought of a man doing anal sex to another man. I hate that. I'm normal. They're not. Okay. I don't feel bad, but I feel that way. Somebody come on in.
Hey, Coach, you're saying something about the media. Well, I'll give you two examples. Look at the symbol for CBS. The one eye. And also, too, on Fox.
That's just Fox, they have a
show out called Lucifer. Makes the devil look sophisticated and all, you know.
Yeah.
And I heard the reason why I'm saying that is I heard
Fox. Good old Fox.
I heard one of my coworkers.
Hey, Jared, pull up Romans 1.
No, I was just saying I heard one of my coworkers talking about the show. So it makes
a little bit of Bible in
here. He was praising the show, and I'm like, do you hear him? Does he hear what he's saying? It's like, make the devil look nice, and that's what's happening. He's just a
make the devil look nice. Yep, make the devil look nice. Invite the devil right into our churches, right? Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We read that yesterday, right? Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Hey, fellas, in all the history of the world, two homos have never made a baby. It's an unfruitful exchange. Roger, that's what the Bible says. It says have nothing to do with it. The unfruitful works of darkness. And we celebrate it. And we have companies.
We invite them in on Sunday thinking that the invitation will some way bring them to the cross, when what we're doing is we're bringing the enemy into the camp and letting them hang out.
Does the Bible say, love those who practice the unfruitful works of darkness? Somebody help me. Does it say that? Does one of those new versions of the Bible say that? Love those who practice the unfruitful works of darkness. Is that what it says? Or does it say have nothing to do with them? Yes.
Absolutely not.
It says have nothing to do with them. Folks, what's the disconnect here? Why do I read this and it is so clear to me and others read it and it's so foggy? Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Is that in the Bible? Oh, is that one of them that we just erase out of it? Yeah, Vic.
But they invite them to the churches to break bread, and then they go out, and as soon as they leave, they go back to their debaucherous ways. This is the point.
Misapplication of love, right? Of
right.
Love, the misapplication of love. Certainly, we're supposed to offer the love of Christ to those who are trapped in that sin. Certainly we are. But we're to have nothing to do with them while they are engaged in the unfruitful works of darkness. This is not hard. Not hard.
Coach, the Gestapo CIA adopted... They adopted the gaslighting technique. They adopted the homosexual movement, and they commandeered it. And they're the ones that are weaponizing it. They're taking whatever these guys, the weakness that they have. Because this is a weakness. These are people that should be believing in Jesus, and they're choosing to believe in all these demonic ways. So they took that. And they're using they're trying to make the demonic ways be better than believing in Jesus.
Okay, so listen, Vic, you know better, and I know better. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to fall in line with all these other Christians who want to go down there and march in the parade and tell them how much God loves them? Is that what we're going to do? Because we're going to have to make a decision. I'm in Romans 1, starting in verse 16, Jared. I just don't know how we just tear some of these things out of the Bible and act the way that we do. I don't get it. Nobody offers the love of Christ to people, grace and mercy of Christ to people, more than I do. Nobody. But loving people is to tell them the truth, because Christ is truth. God is love and Christ is truth. You can't separate the two. You cannot separate love and truth. You can't do it, boys. For verse 17, 16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Well, most of you are. Not to use listen, but most Christians are. They're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And it is the power of God unto salvation. What is? Not being ashamed of the gospel. Not being ashamed of it. That's the power. It's the power of salvation to everyone that believeth. You got to believe it for the gospel to be powerful in you. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Hang on. Therein where? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For within that gospel of Christ is the righteousness of God revealed. The righteousness of, not the love of God, the righteousness of God is revealed. You with me, folks? From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live for the faith. For the wrath of God is revealed. What we're seeing, folks, when we pay, people say, we better be careful because the judgment of God's coming. Hey, dude, you got it all wrong. What you are seeing is the judgment of God. For the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Boy, if you could just unpack that sentence. Because that which may be known of God is obvious. You know what's obvious? A penis goes in a vagina. That's obvious. Because that which is known of God is obvious in them. For God's shown it to them. For the invisible things, those things we cannot see, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Men with men. No. It's clearly seen, being understood. You don't just see it, you understand it. You look in the natural world and you see how animals reproduce. It's natural. You get it. You see it. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Who is without excuse? Who? Oh, my goodness. Because it's been made known to them. Because that when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. Oh, they loved him, but they didn't glorify him as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in the things they thought about. Bible calls it inventors of evil things. They became vain and empty in their imaginations. I'm running out of time. And their foolish heart was darkened. Folks, somebody please stop me when you see the love of God mentioned in this treatise of Romans. And professing themselves to be wise, they took over the universities, they took over the government, they took over the schools, they took over Hollywood, they took over the media, thinking that they were smarter than everybody else, and they became fools, and then they began to teach the rest of us their foolishness, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, into birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Yeah, a lot of creeping things. Then, therefore, God, who saw it all, he gave them up to their uncleanness through their lusts of their own hearts. To what for? To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. What does that mean? And the churches are accepting it. And what else did they do? Well, they changed the truth of God into a lie. I'm not really a man. I'm a woman. That's a lie. But we believe it. Well, they changed the truth into a lie. And when they did that, then they began to worship themselves and pray down the streets and have millions and millions of dollars pull in to do it. And for this cause, what cause? They changed the truth of God into a lie. Because they changed the truth of God into a lie, God gave them up to vile affections. What do you suppose that would be? A vile affection. Well, we know what an affection is. It's an attraction, an endearment, a loving of. But is there such a thing as a vile love? I never ever in my life ever thought of my wife and having a vile affection. Did you guys? See, the judgment is God's giving them up to a vile affection. For even the women decided they weren't going to sleep with men anymore. They were going to sleep with women. And so the men followed, since they didn't really want to have sex with a woman anymore. They left the natural use of the woman. They burned in their lust one toward another. Then they had parades downtown Columbus, and all the major corporations in town celebrated it. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. Yeah, I guess that's a nice way to say it. I guess that is a nice way. And receiving in themselves. That's who they become. They receive in themselves. That is their very persona. They identify as this sin. And they receive in themselves the recompense, the payment for their error, which was due. Vic sneaking up. I thought he was going to shoot me or something here. And even as they did not like to retain God in their own mind, God said, okay, dude, go for it. To do those things which are not convenient. And all of a sudden, these people who are running the schools and running the universities and running. Proud boasters, inventors of evil things. This is the judgment of God that has fallen on us. Disobedient to parents without understanding. Have you ever lived in a time when people couldn't understand what's going on? Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, killing their babies, implacable, unmerciful. Folks, we're welcoming this into the church. The churches are saying this is okay. Who? Knowing the judgment of God, he's talking about us now, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. There ain't no love mentioned here, Victor. I ain't hearing no love. Not only do we do the same, but we make them elders in our churches. We have them teach our children. We honor everything we do. We make special rites for them. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do we act like them, but we give hearty approval to them. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
And our taxes too.
And our taxes too. Now here's the truth. I don't feel guilty about saying nothing I just said. Now, I don't feel guilty about any of it because I'm a Christian, and this is what the Bible teaches about Christianity. This, folks, this is what the Bible, see, Barack Obama called it some obscure verse in Romans. That's what that Muslim homosexual freak said. So, obscure scripture, a verse in Romans. Pretty obscure, the whole freaking chapter.
Hey, Coach.
Bail me out, Joe. Go ahead.
How do we give them up to a reprobate mind as God has?
Mm. Or better yet, Joe, why don't we if he did? Vic, that's a better
question. Hey, Coach.
Up to a reprobate mind, what's going on? Yeah, Jeff.
We come up to this conclusion tonight. We all met. The small group of us coming to the parade. This was kind of our unanimous decision that both the homo parade and the abortion clinics are both the fist of one glove, yep. And they're both destroying the image bearers of God. That's what we're doing.
So, Jeff, Kaiser, leave Victor alone. He must have broke loose. Did he break loose? He broke his collar. He's all wound up. So that's what I was going to do today. I was going to talk about abortion today because it is the other finger of the same glove. I got off on a tangent again on the homo thing because, see, I'm trying to help you. Are you going to please God or are you going to please men? Because God hates homosexuality.
Amen.
What are you doing loving it? God abhors it. We just read what he thinks about it. He said, those who practice such things are worthy of death. And see, as soon as you say that, you start feeling guilty. Well, I'm a sinner too. Are you still doing it? Are you still practicing sinner? If you're still a practicing sinner, baby, and you still have, you're doing homosex, well, you better get low. You better get your head down because you're not in right relationship with Christ. And how dare we tell people who are engaging in homosexual acts that they're in the right relationship with Christ?
Preach it, coach.
That's what Christians do. That's what Christians running out of time, 8 o'clock already. Kaiser broke loose. He's excited to get going here. I don't know if Chad's up yet. Vic's here. He hasn't even slept. We're going to have a great weekend. We're going to lift up the name of the Lord. A lot of great things going on. Hey, folks, stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. I hate sin.
Amen.
God bless you. See you tomorrow.